Praise the Lord. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
For what? For the test.
I want you. I want you too. Okay.
Yeah.
And there are going to be extra things, but I'll that way. Okay. We're going to break them in class. You think I'm going to break all these at home? You're crazy. Besides that, you get a lot of good out of the test and correct it.
We got some humans.
Yeah. And we have to argue. You know, we have to argue. I'm going to think of all these.
Okay, I have a few extras. I have three extras. Who wants to do an extra one? Anybody else want to do an extra one? Hey, I was walking to school this morning and somebody noticed my shoes and he says, "Hey, I wore one of those 9 years ago and I almost got put out of the church for it." Yeah, I tell you, I thought I'd test and see how delivered from legalism you've gotten this semester. You know, taking perspectives from the Gospels class, you know, so I wore my flash.
Flash or
flesh? Flesh. Flash. He's got a little left. Anyway. These go well with my $92 pants. Remember I told you about those?
You're blessed, brother. You must be
I am. These are Dexter's, unused, totally new, $80 pair of shoes. Got for $7. Can you believe that? Yeah, value. You feel like walking on a cloud. I mean, it's just...
I have a pair of golf shoes like that.
Yeah. The only thing I need now is a Panama suit. I better start praying. Yeah. Wait until one of these times I come in. It's my night to preach, you know. My white suit.
Your shoes and sunglasses.
Chain, you know, big gold bracelet. A cigar? That's carnal. Okay, let's correct the test. Okay, question number one, primary source of the Gospels, D. Question number two, he was chasing because of D, doubted. Number three, the event was letter C. I must be about my father's business. Number four, Herod the Great, letter C. Number five, letter A. He matured perfectly without sin. Number six, they have no wine. What did it show? Letter A. She knew he was the Messiah. Number seven, how they react? Letter D. Disbelieved until near the end of his ministry. Number eight, born again. It's a birth from above. A. Number nine, born of the Spirit, letter D, being regenerated by the Holy Spirit. Number 10 is letter A, water baptism. Number 11 came down, letter E, he was given by God for the life of the world. Number 12, the city was Capernaum, E. You should have put down the right answer, put down minus points in the margin. Number 13, what was his goal? Letter B, to preach. B, preach and bring the truth of God. Number 14, he silenced them. Letter D, because they're confusing the gospel. Number 15, publicans were tax gatherers. A. 16, 11 was hypocrisy. E. 17, when do you sin? Letter B, when we entertain the thought. Eighteen, yes and no comes from the evil one because letter E. It leads to dishonesty. Number 19, the letter of the law is letter C, the written requirements. 20, the spirit of the law is the intent, letter B. 21, the evil he was referring to was letter D, the judgments given by legal authority. Number 22, how does he find rest? Letter A, unhindered spiritual communion, glory to God.
Yes.
23, what was meant due to blaspheme? Letter D, attack the work of the Holy Spirit with full knowledge. Number 24, the distinguishing sin was C, seeking after a sign. Number 25, the true nature of authority is A, authority to accomplish God's will on earth. 26, he was crucified because B, he identified himself as being God. 27, he answered questions, letter D, You responded to the real problem. 28, phylacteries are first used, letter D, during the intertestament period. 29, the Amharez is the non-religious Jew, letter B. But you didn't realize how much you've learned this year, did you? Number 30, the purpose of the keys is to open the way of salvation, letter A. What? Am I showing you what you haven't learned this year? Is that what you're saying? Oh, yeah. Okay, check all that apply. Love those. Check all that apply. Number 1, the friends are letters A and E. That's it. Letters A and E. Hey, who got this for me, by the way? Is this you, honey?
Yes, uh-huh.
You sweetie. You're so sweet. Number 2, occupy till I come. What was he doing? When he buried his talent, he was doing letters A, B, D, F, and G. A, B, D, F, and G. The only two he shouldn't have checked are C and E. Number 3, Elijah. Who can be referred to as Elijah? Letters A, B, D, and E. A, B, D, and E. Close 4. Number 4, what is being referred to in the phrase born in the Spirit? Letters A, D, and F. A, D, and F. Yes. Number 3, A, B, D, E. Yes. No, that's true, false. Everything's as is so far. Number 5, why did he command many whom he had healed to not make him known? You should have checked B, C, and D. And I'll allow either one on E. There's a way to say E is okay, and there's a way to say it's not okay. So I'll allow either on E. He was avoiding mob action. He wanted all to follow by faith. His hour had not yet come. He desired more free time alone with his disciples. That may or may not be. So I'll either let you have that or not. Okay, so number 6. Why was he justified in eating the loaves of the table of showbread? Because letters A, fulfill the role. D, the tabernacle was for life. And letter E, he was obeying the intent of the law. He was. A, D, and E. Number 7. The applications of many of the first shall be last and last shall be first. We see the applications in letters B, E, F, G, H, and J. B, E, F, G, H, and J. Okay, all those things. How's everybody doing out there? Good. Okay, matching. Oh, I really threw you on this one, didn't I? You only use 3 languages, but they go in this order. Mitch. Good old Mitch. We caught him on this. He said, I figured you had to at least use one of these others once, didn't you? I had fun making up that one. Okay. It should be in this order. Number 1 is E, and then on down they'll go like this. Number 1 is E, then G, then E, I, G, I, G, E, I. So again there, E, G. Be sure you put the right one down. Let me start over again. They're E, G, E, I. G, I, G, E, I. Okay? Oh, okay. Sure. Sure. Okay, here they are. Starting with number 1, it's E, G, E, I, G, I, G, E, E, I. You're welcome. Some of you can't see it. Okay, number 9. Match the group. So it should go this way. G, E, C, F, B, D, C, D, Then number 9 can either be F or C. The Sadducees or the chief priests, they were the main ones obtaining the Christ crucifixion. Number 10 is letter A. Number 11 can either be D or B. The Essenes or the Pharisees were separatists. You could call it. It's largely the B, the Pharisees, but the Essenes, I'll also allow that. 12 is B, as in boy. 13 is D, as in delightful. 14 is either D or C. The Essenes or the Sadducees ceased to exist after 70 A.D. So, I'll go through them again. Pardon? Do you want me to write these on the board again? Does anybody need these on the board, do you think? Okay, let me give it again. 1 is G, E is 2. Oh, let me just read them all down, okay? G, E, C, F, B, D, C, D. Then number 9 is either F or C. Number 10 is A. Number 11 is D or B. 12 is B. 13 is D. 14 is either D or C. Now when it's D or C, put down the other one that it could be for them, so that they have both of them now. Okay, number 3. They should be in this order. 7, 4, 2, 6, 1, 8, 3, 5. Again. 7, 4, 2, 6, 1, 8, 3, 5. And I'm sure you all got that right because you've done your maps now. Okay. True or false? Now. Yeah, half point off each one you miss, yeah. True or false, if they miss 1, it's minus 1. If they miss 2, it's minus 2. If they miss 3 or more, it's minus 3. Okay? Okay, number 1. TTFTF. TTFTF. You're doing so quick. Let's just do it real fast here. Number 2, TTFTTF. Number 3, TFFF. Number 4, FFFTT. Number 5. Okay, number 6.
Oh, I love you.
Oh, you guys. Number 2, TTFTF. Again, TTFTF. Have any questions? What you'll probably have to do is wait maybe until you get your test back. You might want to look around on it. Number 3, TFFFF. TFFFF. Number 4, FFFTT. FFFTT. Number 5.
I'm not with you, Martin.
Starting on number 2?
No, 4. Just 4 again.
Okay, number 4. You say you want me to start back on page number 2? Page number 4.
Please help.
Okay, page number 4 on lesson number 11, the 32nd paragraph of chapter 9. Okay, number 4. FFFTT. Number 5. FFTFF. Again, FFTFF. Number 6, FTTTF. FTTTF. Number 7. Repeat number 6. Okay, for the remedial ones in the class, number 6. FTTTF.
Remember, like, the last shall be correct.
Okay, number 6 is FTTTF. You're lucky it wasn't this, huh? Okay, number 7. TTFTF. Number 7 is T-T-F-T-F. Number 8. F-F-T-F-T. F-F-T-F-T. Number 9. F-T-F-F-F. F-T-F-F-F. Number 10. F-F-T-T-F. F-F-T-T-F. That's it. Go ahead and add up the minus points and subtract them from 200. Now you're going to have to be really careful with your mathematics. It's probably better to add them up each page at a time and then put it down at the bottom of the page and then add up all the pages. Yes? Yeah. Three wrong, three wrong. Four wrong, three wrong. Interesting thing about it, there's probably a lot of things you might have questions on, but you'll only ask me about the ones that you got wrong. It just shows what we're made up like. Hey, this is really good, really good. Go ahead and pass them back to their owner. Oh, you're not here. Okay. Go back and get back to the owner. Look over your test, and then if you have any questions, you can ask.
Hebrew. No. Egyptian.
Coptic. Didn't you put on Coptic?
I don't even want to look at that.
This is Alan. She wasn't here.
Okay. Thanks. Oh, she did good. Mitch told my wife yesterday, said, praise the Lord, I'm going to have a test where I get 100 on it. I said, yeah, it'll be the only test you got 100 on it. Plump.
Fortunately.
What did I use? I know I used K. I used Egyptian.
Something that you get
to New
Jay, which was that child. Pretty good, rest.
Oh, yeah.
That's cute. Oh, boy.
I think
she might
try one extra.
Did she? Have you gotten your test back yet? Where is it?
Oh.
She has to add up all the minus points.
Boy, that felt
awful. Okay, Pat.
I thought it was the keys were to open and to close both. It's to lock in and lock out. Both that principle is awful.
Mm-hmm.
But how come it says what purpose to keep the kingdom of heaven? It says to open the way of salvation to mankind, but then he was to open and close the segment of the ministry of will. The thing was that the intent there was that the key words open and close, locking and locking. So,
yeah, but notice that will.
treatise.
Yeah.
Is that the catch-all phrase?
That's the state. That's the point that makes it false. There's a question. Jeff.
Don't the shepherds typify the Gentiles coming in our
heart? That's the king, the magi.
And how about aren't all each one has the Sanhedrin? When he did that, he said.
I missed that. What now?
Each one knows the position in the Sanhedrin. Could that help you from Sadducees?
Oh, no. No. No, there are just a few that were in the Sanhedrin of the Sadducees. Hey, you better tell me which number it is.
The one that was described here in the Sadducees.
Well, I see. Yeah, number four. No, definitely not. The chief priests were the ones that held a position in the Sanhedrin. Once you were a chief priest, you were in the Sanhedrin.
I thought that you were a Sanhedrin, you were automatically in
that. The Sanhedrin was 70 men. 71. And of those 71, the majority at the time of Christ were Pharisees. And there are at least 2,000 Sadducees. There's only 35. Yep. And remember, in order to be in the Sanhedrin, first of all, you had to have been a judge in the lower courts. Second of all, you had to know several languages. You had to be learned in the arts and the sciences. What else? Can't remember what else. And then and there was a strict testing. So there were just a few that made the Sanhedrin. Okay, John?
I thought
that was true. Oh, no. No, it was not a badge of what type of Pharisee they were. Not at all. Yeah, if anybody could do it. And it didn't show you what type of Pharisee you were. It wasn't for that at all. John?
Page 5, number 25. I asked if it is according to your religion and who's sin. It says the authority of God's will on earth. But I then checked number C is the authority to those who leadership and exercise. Because some of those keys were given to the oversight to put people out of the church, claim they're not sitting on me, and that's why I changed my answer here. Because those keys were only given to the authority.
Okay, yeah, you missed it. Because it is used by those in leadership positions, sure, but not just. The true nature is it's God's will, whether by those in authority or not. Christy? Okay, which letter are you talking about?
G.
E? He was obeying the intent of the law?
G.
Oh, G. He was king of Israel. No, he wasn't. He wasn't king yet. Yeah, he'd been anointed, but he wasn't king. Saul was king. He was running from Saul. He had been anointed, but he was not king. There's only one king at a time. What had happened, he's after he was anointed, the Spirit of the Lord came on him. And so it was a preparation, very definitely, but he was not king. He was not anointed into the kingship position. So, and he said he was on a mission from the king. And it wasn't because he was king. He was anointed by the Lord. And he was fulfilling a mediatorial role, almost more like a priest. But he was not the king. Saul was king of Israel.
He was anointed three times.
See, he was anointed as king by Judah in Hebron, and he was anointed as king by Israel in Jerusalem. It took 7 years, I think, between the anointing on Hebron versus the anointing in Jerusalem, too.
Yeah. On page 10, question 4-8, is the reason that is false, is that because you're saying that Jesus didn't have a conscience?
He didn't have a sinful tendency in his lower nature, that's why.
Well, what is... that's not the same as that he wasn't tempted at all, that you're not saying that.
Yeah, he was tempted.
Okay, but
he didn't have that tendency to sin, though. He did not have a sinful tendency in his lower nature. See, that comes through the trust in the conscience.
Okay, because it's the lack of conscience.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, ultimately, I guess. Okay, any other question? All right. Yeah?
Page 424.
Okay.
Where it says, when you said the entire church people.
Yes.
What I gathered was like, I put sensationalism because, especially when we had that, when we discussed Christ's popularity, and I took that more the Pharisees sought after the signs of themselves, it was more the sensationalism of it, and it was more that the Pharisees really sought the sign for the people more in general.
I guess I'm not really picking up what you're saying, but sensationalism means that all they're looking for is a show. And that wasn't really true. That wasn't true. The entire Jewish people weren't locked in that. The entire Jewish people were distinguished, even by Paul. Paul the Apostle said the Jews seek after a sign. Now, I can almost see a way, Kathy, in which you're almost leaning towards seeking after a sign in what you're saying. The way you're describing sensationalism is almost...
The eyes of the teacher is looking after signs with the Pharisees and the entire Jewish people. I thought, well, the whole Jewish people were just looking for signs.
Yeah, they were. They were. And that's why the Pharisees tried to turn the people against Christ by saying, show us a sign. Because they knew when he did not, you know, because the people were looking after that too. Yeah, where is the sign? They were. They were looking after a sign, all of them, so that they might see. And that's why under the miracles they rush right into the kingdom too, because they follow after signs.
How many infants did Herod
kill? Did Herod kill? Oh, around 200 probably. 150, 200 maybe. It's anywhere from 40 to 200 probably. Fine, what do I have down there?
14,000.
14,000? Yeah, that some old tradition says that.
I'm just saying, the question you asked, seeking after the sign, that was, I felt that was the outward end.
Yeah. Well, that was the problem of the leaders. I don't think the people had any of the envy. The leaders had something at stake. The common people didn't. What are you laughing at?
I love the way you take these questions.
Well,
it's
better than throwing my eraser at them. I like a good fight. I mean, you know, I learn a lot in these questions too.
Yeah.
And if my reasoning won't stand, then I'll change the question and give you some points or something. But, yep. Uh-oh, Mitch has a question.
Number 18. You have two choices there. Which one would you think?
Why did Jesus say more than yes and no?
C and E, I think, probably don't both mean
the same. Add no to our word reveals evil motives instead of honesty. Evil motives. Well, yep. I think you got me on that one, Mitch. The problem with the answer is it doesn't necessarily reveal an evil motive. But what it does is it can lead to an evil motive. And that's the difference between the C and E. The common use of oaths leads to dishonesty and devaluing of our word. Whereas it does not necessarily reveal an evil motive. Yeah. Yeah, because that would mean, letter C means that it always shows that you have an evil motive if you add an oath, which is not true. But it can lead to it, and that's letter E. What Jesus said is, he said, any more than this comes from evil, the evil one. But that doesn't necessarily reveal an evil motive. There's a carnal tendency there that could lead you into that. So looking at it a little bit more closely, when you couple it with E, now I can see what the mind would say, because many times it does. It could.
What's your final judgment?
You missed it, Mitch. You missed it. Grace on me. Any other questions? Oh, my wife is coming up to the chopping block.
Page 10, question 6. B.
Page where now, how many?
Page 10.
10. 6. B.
I just didn't understand that statement. I couldn't figure out what it was saying.
The greatest commandment to the Jew was the one on which all others were based, not just a law of great weight. Well, it possibly could have been rewritten better. To the Jew, the, quote, greatest commandment, end of quote, was the one on which all others were based. Is that more clear?
I didn't understand.
You didn't understand either? Remember when they came to Jesus and they said, which is the greatest commandment of the law? And I said that greatest commandment was not just where are we at again? Number 6. Was not just a law of great weight, but the greatest commandment pointed to a law on which others were based. And so it wasn't just a very important law, but it was a law that was a fountain of other laws. And I brought that out in class. I taught on that. There may be a better way to word it, but that's what I was getting at.
Well, maybe to the Jew, who was the one that was based on all those other ones, is the one that they were asking for.
Yeah, they were asking one, and they were saying the greatest commandment. It wasn't necessarily... It wasn't just a law of great weight. They were looking for more than that. They were looking for more than just a law of great weight. They were looking for a law that whose nature underscored the rest of the laws, from which other laws would come from.
I thought they were looking for one of great weight in Jesus' name.
Yeah, it was a law of great weight. And the greatest commandment would be a law of great weight. But when it says greatest, it wasn't just a comparative, it's a superlative. So, in that question, I'm not saying it's not a law of great weight. Sure, it was a law of great weight, but not just a law of great weight. Other question?
Page 7, 6, 8, can you explain how David was
filling the role of a priest and mediator? Yes, because he at that time was preserving the lineage of the Messiah, and he was mediating between the nation of Israel that needed deliverance and God. And he was on a mission from the king. He was on a mission. God. And so at that time he was acting as a preserver of the nation because the anointing of God was on him. And besides that, I taught it in class. Yeah.
What were the shepherds typifying then?
Israel. Particularly the leaders. They were near at hand. They heard the word face to face. And they were there immediately. And that's the Jews. Particularly the leaders. But the Gentiles... They came from a long distance. They didn't hear it. face to face. They heard it through a sign, the star.
So forth.
Okay, another. Yes.
On that same page 7, on letter D, Mark, it seemed like those things were granted in the letter of Canada. I was thinking the lines of teaching, and that was the Pharisees who would take the first seats, and they were always seeking to put themselves in that position, which is not what that is referring to. Yeah, I meant to read that.
Now you're looking in letter E or D?
See, they were seeking to attain a preeminent position, and Christ was actually, was rebuking them in that sense. They were seeking a preeminent position. They were seeking to attain in the kingdom through it. And so that's what I put.
Letter D, you check letter D, is that what you're saying? Okay, remember what Jesus said? He said, they that will be the greatest. That means your desire is to be preeminent. Must become the least. So, there's a case where those that seek preeminence will attain it. Yeah, that's letter E. You just described it. And I'll have to admit that those seeking preeminence will never attain it. I'll have to admit that there's different assumptions that you could put in your mind that could cause you to go one way or the other. Who checked letter D? How many checked it? Letter D. Letter D on question 7, page 7. Those seeking preeminence will never attain it. How many check that? Raise your hands. You'd have to supply assumption in order to check it. You'd have to. Right, I'm sure you did.
I believe you.
The assumption is that this preeminence is a worldly preeminence or an outward natural preeminence.
Which they always were doing, which Christ was rebuking for.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they were.
But there are also others that were seeking preeminence. Peter was one of them. And he attained it because he became least. What? Am I going to be legalistic, or is that what you asked?
By cutting his ear off. Was he being that way by cutting his ear off?
By Heidi Zeroff?
Cutting his ear off.
Oh, by cutting his ear off. Yeah, no. I can understand you missing it. That's really too bad. Okay. Yep, you gotta think about every angle. Real quick, hey, we're gonna really move fast. I want a little time to lecture.
Number 6.
Three more questions in the class, and that's it.
Page 6, number 3. Has there been thought in place before that people thought that the Old Testament Elijah would return, and he was that Elijah that was to come? He would come back.
Who can be referred to as that Elijah who was to come before the great and terrible day? Well, the implication is obviously who can be referred to properly.
But was not it taught before that Elijah would come back?
Not by me. Not by me. But I mean, who can be referred to? I'm not talking about every Tom, Dick, and Harry. Otherwise, you'd check off F and C because you're bound to find some confused thinker
that Elijah would come back.
Yeah, some of them did.
So did you teach that?
Of course not.
That?
Of course, I don't believe that.
But
see, that's what
you're referring to. That's what I believe. That's what you're taught. Some people believe that he will come back.
I'm sure some people believe that Elijah is all born again saints, too. Did you check F?
Did you teach that?
Did I teach that in the class?
Yes, you did. You did, but there was a stipulation. I
yeah, somebody brought it out in class.
You said it is all born again saints who are doing the work of restoring work.
Right. Who can, I suppose I should add, who can properly be referred to? I probably should change that to read that one.
I accepted because I thought that some people could believe that they believed Elijah himself would come back.
Who took it that way? Did anybody else take it that way? Is that confused thinking or whatever? Who can be referred to that way? Raise your hands. How many of you checked it that way? Well, I'll give it to you. I'll change the question to read differently. Who can properly be referred to as that Elijah? Okay, two more questions. All right.
Page 10, question 2. John was the first to recognize Jesus. What, Simeon and Anna? Did not they recognize him?
Are you talking about letter B?
B, yes.
B as in boy?
Yes.
And address Christ as the Lamb of God. That's John.
Okay, you're using then the term and not the recognition of him.
Both. John was the first to recognize and address Christ as the Lamb of God. That's true.
What about Simeon and Anna?
They did not recognize him or address him as the Lamb of God. They knew him as the Messiah.
So you're looking more of his words than really any recognition.
Yeah, as the Lamb of God. Recognize and address Christ as the Lamb of God. They didn't. They may have understood somewhat about him being the Lamb of God, but it sure doesn't tell us that. They saw him as the Lord's Christ, the Messiah. Other questions? Anybody? Okay, pass them in. Quickly. I've got a few more minutes. I'd like to get as far as I can. Okay, quickly, turn in your notes. Turn to your notes. Thanks. Good. Where's Jen? I can't find Jen.
I'm sitting on it.
Okay. I'll find out. I had a person in the class who got 198%. They'd taken the class before and they'd studied the test. They still missed too. I've never gotten anybody that's got a total correct. Okay. We're viewing Jesus now on the cross. It says in Matthew chapter 27 and verse 45 that there was darkness for three hours. In Matthew 27 verse 45. And that's a miracle. Considered by some to be an eclipse. But you know what? It's impossible. Do you know why? Because the Passover was the time of the new moon. And the new moon is the opposite end of the sun. So it's impossible to have an eclipse of the sun by the moon. Impossible. It might be possible to have an eclipse of the moon by the sun, I think, at a new moon. Isn't it? Where the sun is on the exact opposite extreme of the moon, so it's full face, and so the moon is new. And if the earth gets right in between there, I think it's possible to have an eclipse of the moon. But it'd be impossible to have an eclipse of the sun in the day. Because it was the Passover. And Passover is always at the time of the new moon. So therefore, it was a miracle. God somehow caused the sun to be darkened. And why did He do it? Number one, to show the awfulness of sin. Number two, to show His judgment on sin. And thirdly, to show His judgment on Christ. Not only was it dark on the earth, it was dark on Christ. Undoubtedly, at this time, a dark, lonely terror seized upon Jesus. The Father hadn't just stepped aside. He'd forsaken Him. And it was at this time that Jesus uttered His fourth cry, Matthew 27, verse 46. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My God, why hast Thou forsaken Me? Taken from Psalm 22 and verse 1. And it says it was a loud cry. And that's because the Father had forsaken Him. Others around there thought He called for Elijah. And it's interesting, He did not call Him, "My Father, My Father." And this is so interesting because every prayer of Jesus in which He addresses God, He always calls Him His Father. Check it out. You look through the Gospel of John, every time Jesus prays, if He addresses Him, He addresses Him as His Father. This time He said, "My God, My God." Now it is true that in prophecy in the Old Testament, we see Him saying, "My God," in different places, but it was God, not Father, because there was a separation now, and the strongest of the strong ones had left Him. It's at this point that we can say that Jesus entered into judgment, that real judgment, because God cannot look on sin. It says in Habakkuk chapter 1 and verse 13. It was in this hour that Jesus became sin who knew no sin, 2 Corinthians 5, 21. Do you know what it's like to walk pure, just so pure, and then make a horrible mistake and sin? The tremendous amount of defilement that covers your life. Jesus was totally pure, absolutely pure. And at that point, He entered into a separation from God as if He bore the sins of the whole world. And that's what it says in 1 Peter 2 and verse 24. That He bore our sins in His own body upon the tree. And it's at this point that He became the sacrificial lamb. In Isaiah 53, verses 4 through 7, we see Him coming in our stead and bearing our pains, bearing our sicknesses, bearing the chastisement for our peace. There's great pressure on Him now and a strain, so He loudly shouted. He'd given everything out. And it's probably at this point that moved Him quickly to a death from a broken heart. Because He died from a broken heart. He did not die from crucifixion. His heart compressed within His chest. And that's why He died. Terror had engulfed Him. That wonderful presence that He'd known ever since He came from His mother's womb was gone. He'd never known anything like that. It was totally terrifying.
Wow.
The separation that He felt at that time racked through His entire mind, His spirit. His spirit was convulsing. His body was, of course, in pain, but the deepest pain was the feeling of separation. And it's at this time that He cried, or that He knew everything was accomplished. In John 19 and 28, knowing that it was accomplished, He knew that He had now become the sin sacrifice. He knew that now, according to Isaiah 53, verses 8 through 10, that it says, "If He shall make His soul an offering for sin," isn't that something? "Then He shall see His seed." He knew at that time He had made His soul an offering for sin. Because He had done it. It had happened. He had become sin. It's interesting when it says, "knowing it was accomplished," that's the same Greek word we find in His sixth cry in John 19, verse 30, where He says, "It is finished." Accomplished and finished are the same Greek word. And it means to be completed. And it's the perfect passive. It has been completed. He had made His soul an offering for sin. And the only possible reason was because of His love. That's the only way He could have done it. Nothing else would have ever accomplished that. Only love. In Hebrews 12 and verse 2, it says, "For the joy set before Him, He endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the Father." It was only love that caused Paul to be able to endure through what he went through. In 1 Thessalonians 2, 19 and 20. I'm going to read that to you real quickly. 1 Thessalonians 2, 19 and 20. "For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ that is coming? For you are our glory and joy. And that was Jesus' glory and joy. In other words, the anticipated love of His bride prepared Christ for His burial. Knowing that His bride would love Him and He would have a bride is what prepared Him to die. And you and I get to enter into the fulfillment of that desire of the heart of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Yes?
Mark, at the Last Supper, did He know that the Father would resurrect Him, and then from Gethsemane on, that was taken from Him, that He didn't know He would be resurrected again?
No. It's not quite like that. It's not a matter of then all of a sudden He didn't know. It was that I understand it this way. The presence, the revelation that He did have of His resurrection when He was faced with the separation from His Father, that was just pushed out of the way. Because you can't even view that. It's like a child that's being told by his parents, I'll come back and get you in 10 days. 10 days is eternity. All they've known is they've never been separated from their parents before. All they've known is the companionship of their parents. They've never known this other horrible thing. It's all new and it's all scary. And so at that point, that I'll be back in 10 days is no comfort. And so at that point, as it were, there was no revelation. There was no understanding. It was not there. I don't believe it was like God took it and then gave it, took it and then gave it. I think it was that because of the situation, it was just removed from his mind because he was facing separation from his Father. And it may be that God actually blocked some things in his mind. That may be. But it was because of this, because of what he was facing. Well, because he understood it was finished now. He understood it was finished. He may not have understood it then, but he said, into thy hands I commit my spirit. So it's hard to really pinpoint exactly, but he definitely was not operating on that knowledge. You can definitely say that. He was not operating on that knowledge. He was operating on the fact that he was being separated from his Father.